brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Larry Pratt coming up to break down the horrible Second Amendment ruling that will be hailed as a pro-Second Amendment ruling, exactly as we told you. It's exactly as we knew. Yes, it has been admitted, it's come out many years ago, that the U.S. government frequencies have jammed our frequency, and then we'll move, and then they'll switch channels and jam us. And it's admitted that most universities, most big corporations, many libraries, many foreign countries are now censoring PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we've got all the letters from telecoms telling their subscribers. So here's an example on Time Warner here in Austin. If I type a wrong URL in now, I am on the Time Warner website. It doesn't give me a blank error message on my computer. It's a Time Warner error message, and I'm on their website. You see, everything I'm doing is going through them. That's now basically I'm being surveilled on the Roadrunner cable. A lot of people on Comcast and other systems around the country, they're just told you're not allowed to go to InfoWars. You're not allowed to go to Prison Planet. Folks, they're coming in with internet taxation, internet regulation, tracking all the shopping carts. Sarkozy's trying to pass a law to tax the web, shut down free speech on. He's already done that. I'm already blocked in most areas of France. I mean, this is what is going on. And I'm very sad about it. I'm very, very sad about it. You better appreciate our YouTube videos and the Live Leak videos and the people that are putting them up there. And if you haven't gotten our radio show and put documents to it and posted it or taken the fourth hour we do that's got the video and put that up each day and spread it around everybody, I mean, you better take Truth Rising when it comes out next Friday for PrisonPlanet.tv members and burn it to the desk and give it to everybody. I mean, I'm making it available. I want you to make copies. I want to just warn people. That's why most of the time now I don't even really plug my sponsors or plug my own videos here on the air. And frankly, it hurts us financially and hurts what we can do. But I'm so busy covering news, I'm not even thinking about it. I end up plugging on my own show. Hey, just go to Google Video and In-Game Terror Storm, Order of Death. They're free. These are films that I, not just the money it took to make them or paying the editors or the time of the cameras, but stuff that where I've worked 18, 20 hours, sometimes 24 hours to finish a film. I mean, I busted my hind end to make these films, and I say they're free. And sometimes I think people don't even appreciate that. It isn't about me being appreciated, though. This is about survival. I want to stop the CPS from taking people's kids if you're seen hugging your son or daughter in public. That's what they're going for. Or if you're seen with a piece of trash falling out of your garbage 5 years in jail under environmental laws. I'm not joking. Or face scanning cameras, scanning your face everywhere, or license plate reading ones, or breathalyzers in all cars, or the police breaking people's arms and tasering them now for, quote, pain compliance, torture being made mainline. I mean, I'm freaked out, folks. Or poisoning us with the fluoride or the mercury. The government now admits brain damage millions. Still in the shots. Remember, they lied to you and said it wasn't in the shots. Then they said it was good for you. Folks, we're in red level crisis, and it's all free. But I'm just telling you, the New World Order's fighting to make sure you don't get it. And they got disinfo people everywhere. I was reading an Army COINTELPRO takeover manual that was declassified 2 days ago. And it was about how attack real leaders. Say real leaders are agents. Say real leaders are bad. Discredit people that are effective. And that's what's happening to us. It's not working because the idea is already out there. But me, myself, I'm being attacked from every side at every level, death threats, people saying I'm an agent. Yeah, right, making films exposing the globalists, empowering the people, starting scores of movements, scaring the daylights out of the New World Order. I mean, we need your support and help, folks, because nobody else is going to tell you this is an anti-gun ruling, but me and the guests we bring on. Nobody's going to make these films and put them out for free. So at least appreciate the fact that they're available for free, and please spread them. I'm gonna leave you.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you read the European Union Charter on Human Rights or the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 2930, they give you all these great rights, but then say the government can take or restrict any of these to any extent they wish whenever they want. And I've seen the federal lawyers, I've seen the U.S. attorneys do this. They know they can't beat us in the Second Amendment, so they're saying, yeah, you've got a right to own guns, and the Second Amendment means you have a right to hand them into us, or a right to register and jump through a bunch of hoops, and then if maybe, if you can do everything just right, maybe you can have a single-shot rifle. Now, I have the multi-hundred-page reports, rulings here in front of me. I have been trying to read these. I just got these about 3 hours ago, and I have it here in front of me, and I've been reading what some of the different law groups, Cornell and others, are saying. Here's Reuters. Scalia, the supposed most hardcore person for the Second Amendment, basically said it was for hunting and self-defense is what it's turned into. He said the ruling should not be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill. They're going to say we're all mentally ill. Or on laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in places like schools and government buildings, or laws imposing conditions on gun sales. So basically, they never had a Supreme Court ruling saying they could have the Brady Bill and the registration and the instant check and the misdemeanor stuff and the mentally ill stuff. And the now, this is based because they had no reason to rule on that, just on the D.C. and say you don't have a right to restrict guns. They could have done this to strike down gun laws. Instead, this Republican court, 7 of the 9, come out and they say, Basically, you have a right for us to take your guns. Now, I know Larry Pratt and others agree with me. I just talked to Larry in the break, and you know the news is going to say, oh, my gosh, big victory for the Second Amendment. But that's just basically the anti-gun people putting on a show. I've read over this in just the first 30 pages. It is a nightmare. It is a complete and total nightmare. It is exactly what we said it would be. I think Larry Pratt and myself and others deserve some respect here, folks. We understand the enemy. Larry Pratt, thank you for coming back on with us, Executive Director, Gun Owners of America.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much for the attention you're giving to this subject. There were some interesting things that were done, which were, at least for the moment, somewhat comforting, but the door has been left wide open for everything you're talking about. This was an example, oddly enough, of what they would consider judicial restraint. It only dealt with the issue before them. Now, that's both good and bad. We had asked them, and I think we were the only friend of the court brief to make the point, and certainly the plaintiff didn't, that we just want you to rule on what's before you, because we were afraid what would happen if they got into gun-free school zones and machine guns and all these other issues that are definitely going to be standing in line after the decision today. And we said, we don't want you infringing on this. The standard of review that you guys like to talk about, the balancing of interests and all that nonsense, that's already been dealt with by the founders, shall not be infringed. And they actually did indicate that they weren't going to go and infringe. Now, they left plenty of room to do just that, so it's pretty Orwellian. But they actually made the statement, we know of no other enumerated constitutional right whose core protection has been subjected to a freestanding interest-balancing approach. The very enumeration of the right takes out of the hands of government, even the third branch of government, the power to decide on a case-by-case basis whether the right is really worth insisting upon. I wish they really believed those words, because in the same decision, they left the door open to all kinds of other infringements, just like they said they were that had been taken out of their hands. Probably one of the most immediate bad things that happened is that they didn't rule on the constitutionality of licensing, and that's because Heller's attorney, the man who wanted to get a license in the District of Columbia and was turned down, who can now get one, hopefully he's in line to get one today, that attorney said that it would be a reasonable infringement. Where he got that in the Constitution, I don't know, but he actually used those words, a reasonable infringement to require a license to buy a gun. Woof. Well, that at least took it off the table, and the court acknowledged that, you know, since there's no contest there, we're not going to go there. So the one thing I can tell you for sure is that if you're a lawyer and you want to litigate in the Second Amendment area, you could make a lot of money.
Continue, Larry.
There's going to be a lot of lawsuits coming out of this because everything else is up for grabs. Now, I know what we're going to be doing. We're going to be continuing to talk to plaintiffs in Chicago to hopefully be able to take a case for them to the Supreme Court. Chicago has the identical gun ban that they have in the District of Columbia. But Chicago, unlike the district, is not a department of the federal government. It's a city within a state. And one of the things that then is going to have to be litigated is, does that protect Chicago from their desire to infringe on the Second Amendment or not? I think we might have a pretty good case, even given what this court has been doing, to overturn the Chicago ban. Where we're really going to get into tougher rowing is when you get into de facto bans through regulation and bureaucratic obstacle. That's what they're going to go back to.
That's what I was going to say, is that I've seen the last 8 years, that's been the shift. You and other experts have said that we've seen that shift towards regulatory shutdown. But here's an example.
Yes.
I know people personally, not just stories I hear in the media, but people with no criminal record who were military or weren't military, they go in to buy a .22 rifle. And they're told, sorry, you've bought too many guns, and there's no law that you can't buy 10 guns in a year.
Right.
It's just that the FBI now has set itself up as God, and they have no authority. Again, it's just lawless criminality. or all over the country. I see stories from Kentucky to Indiana to Texas where they raid somebody because, like I said yesterday, they tell their neighbor, you ought to get ready for depression, and I'm storing food, and they think that's terrorism. Or I got a carpet cleaner at my house, and he sees a shotgun and a rack on the wall, you know, and he thinks guns are illegal because he watches dramas set in New York where guns are illegal. I mean, you got a dumb public. I mean, my point is they're going after guns all over the place, and then we have this ruling where, I mean, you know they're going to use their statements where they say, well, we're only limitedly speaking on the D.C. ban, but even the pro-gun guy says all the other gun control stands. I think it's all constitutional. I mean, they're going to use these statements of the court in other trials, and so now, instead of saying all gun control is overturned, they're saying, no, all this stuff that's been in question for the last 80 years that we know is a bunch of bull, it now stands. But I mean, am I stating that right, Larry?
No, that is correct. Had the attorney not conceded licensing, for example, the court would have had to rule on the licensing scheme, which is part of the D.C. gun ban.
So to be clear, quote, our side goes in and says you can restrict them, you can license them, you can deny them, you can put registration controls and manufacturing controls and whatever you want on it, but you just can't absolutely ban it. So again, that codified all the evil.
We are familiar with the aphorism, the power to tax is the power to destroy. Well, frankly, the power to license is the power to prohibit. Licensing, on its face, is a concept that says what you want to do is illegal unless I, wearing government pants, tell you it's okay. But it's still illegal. I'm just giving you an exception, and we call it a license. Now, that's not, I don't think, what the guys at Valley Forge endured that horrible winter, freezing some of their toes off, marching around almost naked. That isn't what they were fighting for goodness sake, so that the Crown would be able to license away their... That's what had been happening. The Crown had been saying, hey, militia, you can't muster, you can't meet. And so when George Mason came up with the term in 1775, well-regulated militia, he wasn't talking about the government or the Crown or anybody like that regulating them. He was talking about the people themselves continuing to regulate that militia.
Look, exactly, having the power of the control to raise their own armies locally, which is the exact opposite. You try to set up your own militia now, they come after you so fast, try to set you up so fast, because they want the monopoly of power because they're a rotten group of criminals who want to suck out our substance. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Analyzing this incredible Supreme Court ruling, now we're going to hear that, okay, you've got a Second Amendment right. That's going to be used as a psychological salve for everybody to go to sleep. And as you said, with the regulations and by executive fiat and the rest of them, they're not going to say, hey, the Supreme Court says you've got a right. You've got a right for me to basically not issue you a license.
Now, the good news is that since they didn't rule on it, and that was one of the two things that we uniquely put before the court, only rule on what's before you, and we gave them a definition of infringe. We said, you know, they said don't infringe. That means you don't infringe. And we warned them that that's how the unpleasantness got started against George III when he thought he could infringe. And at least on its face, they haven't infringed.
Well, that's another example. We have the White House saying they don't care what the Supreme Court or Congress says. They're going to have fake trials, secret trials, and admit torture evidence so they can have patsies in the Guantanamo trials. I mean, what do you predict we're going to see the District of Crooks do?
Well, I think they'll probably resort to what I would call vicious compliance. All right, we'll have a licensing system. It'll be even worse than we had back in 1976. We're going to be just like New York. We're going to be like Los Angeles. Yeah, on paper you can get a license. We dare you.
But we're going to SWAT raid you three times a year, and they'll probably kill you in the process.
Well, if you even get a permit. Yeah, they can make it so onerous and difficult and expensive that people just say...
Or like the whole state of Illinois, it's usually some 87-year-old guy who's had a heart attack the day... His handgun license or gun license isn't renewed, they have the CAGE teams raid him.
Exactly. That's why they like the information. They don't fight crime with it. They fight gun owners with it.
Stay there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We got Aaron Zellman joining us for the rest of this hour, along with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. Aaron Zellman, just Preservation of Firearms Ownership. So we got Eric, a Midwest state police trooper. Doesn't want any more given out other than that. Got a lot of other callers coming up in the next segment. We'll go to Eric first. I want to hear your take on this Second Amendment ruling. They never had a ruling by any Supreme Court saying they could restrict our guns. This is being hailed by the media, as we said, in an orchestrated deception as a victory for the Second Amendment. It is anything but that. Bringing up Aaron Zellman, who we haven't talked to yet. Aaron, do you concur with what Larry Pratt and myself are saying, reading over this?
Well, I would agree with both of you guys that this is a real smokescreen. People think that this is wonderful and they should open bottles of champagne. I would suggest that they try a bottle of Listerine instead, because this is really this leaves the door wide open for more regulation, and then the scam will be, well, we didn't say you couldn't own your gun, but the Supreme Court didn't say that we couldn't regulate. And it'll just lead on and on and on until they finally take a right and turn into a privilege, a revocable privilege, a highly taxed privilege. So I think the battle is really
They're already saying half the kids in school under the new Freedom Initiative are mentally ill, so they can't own guns. Because everybody's mentally ill, or everybody's on drugs, or everybody, all the troops have their rights being taken. Aaron?
Well, you're right. The question people need to be asking is, how come they don't want the American people to own firearms? What is the agenda? And we've got a lot of people, as I call them, quackers, these are gun owners, who are not serious about the Second Amendment, to start asking that question. Why doesn't the government want the American people to be armed? What's the agenda?
We've already got most of the populous states with almost gun bans going. They're coming at us from every angle. And then, meanwhile, everybody's gone to sleep. And I think that's the big issue here. Can we mobilize gun owners to realize that we need to push back instead of always losing ground? Larry Pratt, comments to what Aaron Zelman was just saying.
Well, I think you're on the right track. This better be an election issue. This better be a defining issue. And it's up to us, really, to make it happen. We're the ones that have to be asking candidates. So what is your position on a restriction of the right to keep and bear arms? Do you believe that D.C. ought to be able to license? Or if you get to Congress, will you pass a law, work on passing a law to get rid of that licensing? The district right now is, as we speak, talking about wanting to register guns, and they're going to do exactly what we were talking about earlier, vicious compliance.
Yeah.
You're going to have a gun. Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, my God. It's just...
Yeah, Larry's right. Larry is right. Things are going to get real feisty.
And, in fact, I think the handgun control guy, the Brady campaign to stop gun violence spokesman, Paul Helmke, had it right. In a way, there's a psychological advantage that they're going to try to play on that, well, now the slippery slope has been taken away, that... there's no ban, complete ban, possible because the court will overthrow, as it did overthrow, the D.C. gun ban. Therefore, all other steps are in play.
No, that's it. And the larger psychological salve or sleeping gas for gun owners right in the midst of the greatest battle for the Second Amendment we've ever seen. How do we wake people up, Aaron Zelman?
Well, again, we have to go back, we have to go back to gun owners and remind them that this is not a victory, that it's opened up a Pandora's box, and that if they're really serious about keeping their guns, they better get involved. And to that end, by the way, I'd just like to tell you that JPFO is working on a new film project, hopefully to have it out by Labor Day, to help people just do that. Not only help gun owners understand they need to know, but also to reach out to mainstream America. And then that's something that we have not done a very good job of, reaching out to mainstream and helping them understand the benefits of an armed citizenry.
Well, I mean, now people will try to go overturn other gun laws, and they're going to say, but the Supreme Court, Scalia, said that he agrees with all these other gun bans and restrictions, and we can say they didn't, quote, rule on the other areas, but these statements are going to be used, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then if you disagree with what the court said, well, you're unreasonable.
Look, it's real simple.
Or you're some kind of lunatic, it's even worse. So.
We've got a break. We'll come back with both of you gentlemen, give out the websites for people to get involved, and take phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. The equation's very simple. And we'll break it down when we get back. Stay with us.
We We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom.
That's right, you're stuck in Folsom Prison because you got caught owning a shotgun.
But that train keeps rolling.
That's how freedom works. That's what our veterans fight and die for. Eric, Ed, Carl, Gary, everybody, we're going to your calls here in just a moment. It's very simple. Dominant, powerful interest. Always try to get control of societies. Always try to train the public to be slaves. Always try to disarm you. The first gun control laws in this country were for blacks and dumb whites. I mean, even if you're a racist, that's a dumb policy. Don't you know that whatever they start on some minority group will then be used on you? Meanwhile, we have Mexican troops killing and kidnapping U.S. citizens. Mainstream news today. Hardly even makes the papers, though. It is just complete bedlam. We need more guns, not less. And it's real simple. This would be like a Supreme Court ruling. Headline, Supreme Court says you have a right to breathe oxygen tax-free. And then you read the actual ruling and it says, well, except in some circumstances they can tax you to breathe air. See, they never had a ruling before saying that they could tax you to breathe air. By the way, the carbon tax taxes do just that. They admit it. That's what it is. So don't think that's a joke either. It's very simple. They are saying that for the first time ever, hey, we agree with all of this. Don't let the veterans coming back have guns. Don't let people with misdemeanors have guns. You can't have guns 1,000 feet around a school, even if you live there. That's what they're saying. We've got Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, Aaron Zellman, also the head of Juice Preservation Firearms Ownership, jpfo.org. I suggest you join them now because it's the only pro-Second Amendment groups out there. The NRA has good members, but their leadership, it is compromised, like Benedict Arnold. Let's go to Eric, since he's a Midwest state trooper, doesn't want to say from where. That's fine. Eric, you're on the air with Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking my call. First, on the deal with the NRA and the other groups, GOA is probably one of the better ones, JPO also. I would say the NRA is about the worst you can get into. I mean, you can look at their website, and they have an alternate website in Spanish. That shows how much national sovereignty they have to our nation. I would say that these guys are absolutely right when it comes to regulation being a backdoor ban. What wasn't addressed with the Supreme Court was the fact that, you know, the anti-federalists wanted a Second Amendment to keep the tyrannical government in check. That wasn't addressed. It was, you know, basically was a ruling to say, hey, we know you can have it at home, you can hunt with it, you can protect your family with it at home, but we don't want you carrying it around. We don't want you defending yourself against the possible tyranny. But also, Alex, I also wanted to call and say, man, not all cops are bad.
Look, I know that, but I mean, everywhere I go, Austin, D.C., New York, they come over and threaten to plant bombs on us. I mean,
you know what? And I agree with you. You know, I've been in New York City. The cops are rude to me. I didn't tell them who or what I was, but, you know, I know.
I've been to third world countries, and they don't treat me with this disrespect.
Well, I've been to third world countries, and I got respect and disrespect. But point is, there are still some good cops, and I do recognize there are a bunch of really rotten cops.
Listen, I'm not even blaming the police. I'm blaming the system and the training. And I said earlier, they keep busting all these Homeland Security pedophiles because there are good local police and state police that are busting them. I'm saying it's not all bad, but right. I'm saying that still, even good cops are following orders to do bad things, and I am very upset.
Right. Well, Alex, you have good reason to be upset, and I'm going to point something else out that I'm going to, you know, obviously I'm going to be kept quiet, but I want you to know there is a push to basically put all local, state, and city officers under the guise of the federal government.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know this to be factual. It's been briefings at the Pentagon. I have an Army intel background. I still got friends at work up there, and I thought there was a bunch of mumbo jumbo until we started having to take tests. They called it NIMS under the Homeland Security NIMS test, NIMS 1 and NIMS 2, and I don't know what the acronym stands for. I can't remember, but it was basically line and block charts of who we answer to in the event of a national crisis.
Yeah, let me just tell you, if you read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it says you're all federalized. And that the governors don't even have any power.
Well, I haven't read the language in that bill, but I do know what I've seen and what I've been forced to take in training. And I have personally taken some of these tests, and I mean they're so darn easy. I mean, a fool can take them and pass them without reading it, really. But, you know, it shows line and block charts who you're supposed to answer to, who you're supposed to surrender your local authority to in the event of something they deem a disaster, which is somewhat subjective. You know,
yeah, that's in PDD. That's in PDD 51. Well, hold on, don't go anywhere. Let's bring up Larry Pratt and Aaron Zellman. Yeah, he just brought up the fact about you guys did put in your friend of the court briefs that it's all about fighting tyranny, and that it's clearly an individual right in the quotes of the founders. I haven't read the whole thing yet, but have either one of you found them responding to that?
Well, from my experience, or from what I saw, and then I'll make this quick so Larry can talk. Most of our brief had to do with the history of gun control and how when people couldn't defend their lives, that they could be murdered. And I didn't, as I read through the brief today, the court put out today, I didn't see very much about that. They talked about self-defense in the home, but they didn't talk about they didn't spend much time about the greater issue, and that is that the people defending themselves against the government gone bad.
Absolutely, are now private corporations with their own security forces taking over water districts, SWAT teaming people. I mean, that's what this is all about. Larry Pratt? Larry, do we have you? We may have lost Larry's connection. Get him back on or see if that connection's good. Going back to Eric. Eric, anything else you want to add to what Aaron Zellman was just saying?
Absolutely. I would highly recommend that everybody start stocking up now. It sounds like the skull is, you know, the sky is falling kind of way to think, but I'm telling you, buy your guns, buy them without papers, and keep your mouth shut. Buy a bunch of ammunition and magazines, because at some point there will be regulatory pushes to say you can have this amount, and if you exceed this amount, we're going to come take it or in charge you. You know, this is what's going to eventually happen through this open door, this door that's been opened for regulatory process with the government. Watch out for it and heed the call.
Get well, that's why now they're trying to shut down all the gun shows and they're surveilling everybody at them.
Absolutely. They do, and they are, and it'd be wise. I mean, heck, I've actually been turned down when buying a gun before. I had they held my weapon for one day for some reason. I don't know why. I had a TS clearance in the Army. You know, they do this, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It happens. So buy what you can. Buy it if you can get away with it without papers from an individual that is not an FFL dealer. If they're an FFL dealer, they have to do the yellow form or the white form that replaced the old yellow form. In another urgency, I would say, do not join the NRA.
Yeah, I hear you.
Do not join them. They are selling us down the river.
I appreciate your call. We're going to go to some more calls, but Aaron Zellman, isn't the main battle here just getting gun owners to realize that this is a smokescreen, or kind of like the North Vietnamese attacking during the Tet holiday? I mean, they're telling you everything's fine, but meanwhile, they're attacking gun owners everywhere. I mean, raiding gun shops, going through, finding one T that isn't crossed or I that isn't dotted, literally. I mean, tell folks some of the things that are happening right now.
Well, let's just take the last point you made about claiming the people, the few simple violations, as the ATF calls them, on a form about the crossing T's, dotting I's. There's Red's Trading Post in Twin Falls, Idaho. They have put that family through a legal cost now of $200,000. And they want to shut them down. They're not satisfied with everything they've tried to do to this family-owned business, because they had an error rate that was a fraction of 1% out of thousands of sales per year. So, yeah, in other words, this ruling by the Supreme Court, this has got to be greeted by the ATF as a victory, because they're free there to they're free to just regulate and regulate and regulate, harass and intimidate, and I guess you could even use the term, if they feel like it's time for another Waco, well, they're free to do that.
Now, Aaron Zellman, Jews Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Let's talk before we take calls for a moment. Larry had to leave us. He'd forgotten he had another interview at that time, and so we let him go. The BATF, the mindset, being around these people, making films about them, seeing the court cases, going to court cases. I mean, I've been around a few of them, too. Is it just a hardcore criminality and a hatred of freedom? I mean, or is it just a power trip? I mean, why do they love throwing the book and micromanaging and white gloving innocent people?
Well, it's a lot easier to attack the law abiding, but they usually don't shoot back. You know, in the film we did, The Gang, we pointed out that the arrests of actual criminals was just a minute percentage of all the arrests they made. And so there's also this attitude of, our job here is not to just enforce the law, but our job is to destroy gun ownership by enforcing the law. You know, the Nazis did everything by the law. It's always a law, always enforce the law. And that's pretty much the same attitude that Michael Sullivan, who now runs the ATF, that's his attitude, that's his approach.
But why do these, I mean, they just love the state, they love the corrupt power, I mean, they really hate America.
Well, the state is the one that provides them with their pension. It's the one that provides them with all their thrills. The state provides them with their power trip. I mean, you got to realize that the cream of the crop of American society, the best and the brightest, do not gravitate towards the ATF. In fact, there's a story that's been going around for years when Ronald Reagan wanted to abolish the ATF, and the NRA said, no, don't do it. We don't want to do that. And he wanted to turn the enforcement of gun laws over to the Secret Service. Secret Service made it pretty clear, as the story goes, they didn't want to bring dirty water in with clean water. They wanted nothing to do with the ATF or the ATF employees.
I guess they just hate freedom. I mean, it's just, I can't believe they're such scum, but I guess they have that criminal instinct.
Well, they're not alone. I mean, you've got the DEA folks, the Drug Enforcement Agency. They delight in smashing down doors, even if it's the wrong door. But they have the ATF mentality. Maybe they trained ATF, or maybe ATF has trained the DEA folks. But it's not just one agency. I mean, the IRS has their goons. They decide they want to come, you know, destroy your life. They'll do it. They don't like freedom. On the bright side, though, if they destroy everyone's freedom, there won't be any money to support them. So they'll self-destruct.
Well, that's already happening. I mean, you look at the numbers, and we'll cover that next hour with Bob Chapman. The finances, there's no way this country isn't bankrupt 1,000 times 1,000. I mean, thousands of trillions of derivatives that have been created. The private banks did it. They've bought up all the real assets. They're leaving us holding the bag. I mean, it's over. I think George Carlin was right about it. We're done. Now, we may be able to reconstitute the country. We can educate people that this debt's fraudulent. But, Aaron, it just blows me away that it's gotten this crazy.
Well, it's gotten this crazy because I think that there are people that we thought were our friends in the Congress. Turns out they weren't. It's gotten this crazy because there have been some organizations that are supposedly our friends who've turned out to betray us. It's gotten this crazy because there are a lot of Americans who just seem to have tuned out the reality of the situation. They're interested in self-indulgence instead of the preservation of freedom. So there's a lot of blaming, there's a lot of finger-pointing to go around.
Well, I don't think people studied history or experienced tyranny or they'd be fighting it. I mean, tyranny is a bad thing.
Well, they don't teach that in school, obviously. That's one of the reasons that, you know, that you're carrying the film that we made called Innocence Betrayed, helping people understand tyranny and the connection that gun control has to tyranny.
We're going to tell folks how to get all your books and videos before you leave. Let's take a call. Ed in Utah, then Carl and Gary. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do appreciate it. Good show today. Listen, I've been a Gun Owners of America member for over 10 years. I'm proud of them and proud of you for having them on. And listen, Alex, I also appreciate you and GCN running ads for American Free Press newspaper. I've been a longtime subscriber of them, too. And Aaron, you brought up Red Horsley up there in Idaho.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. This may sound strange, but this could have been the reason why they decided to out U.S. Senator Larry Craig. You see, he was going to bat for them, Aaron, and they knew he was a homo for years and years and years. They just have, you know, like Alex always says, they just have something on them in case they get out of line. And it looked like Senator Craig was going to open up the fact, and they knew all summer that he had been at that Minneapolis airport, but he was going to embarrass the Bush administration for being the gun grabber that you, Alex, a few minutes ago said they've been doing. They've been going after gun shops like Red Horsley there in Idaho for years under the Bush administration. Total silence from the NRA. Total silence from those people there, just like that state trooper told you, Alex. And so what I'm saying is there's always a story behind the story. I knew they had a reason for going after, out of the blue, Senator Craig. He's not a good guy anyhow, per se, but he's no worse than the rest of them. And they chose that time because the Bush administration, and this is what Republican people need to realize, the ones that still kind of have half belief in them, that they are worse than Bill Clinton in that they're trusted.
Yeah, that's it. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
That's another point, Aaron Zellman. Boy, Barack Obama gets in. It won't matter. McCain's claiming he wants to strike down Chicago gun ban. We know he's a gun grabber. He's playing politics. Your take on both the parties going into this presidential year?
Well, there isn't much take. I mean, they're one and the same as far as I'm concerned. Hey, well, what's the difference? The rhetoric is different, but when it gets down to delivering and voting and new laws and regulations, There is no difference.
What do we do when on every issue 80%+ of the people are against what the government's doing? The government's doing everything unconstitutional. It's totally lawless. There's no doubting it's lawless. They've gotten rid of the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, in many respects, restricting it. There is a iron curtain dropping, and it's the global corporate interest. I mean, it's not just governments. We know our governments are held basically by the global corporatocracy, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, Aaron, what are your ideas to counter that?
Well, again, you know, it's knowledge is power. And so we've got to figure out a way to reach a lot of people with information, with knowledge, so they can say, no, they're not going to go along with this.
And I agree with you. And so it's an information war. People say, what's the solution? It's not simple, folks. It's not some easy elect this person or pass that law. It is rediscover liberty, rediscover freedom, legalize freedom. It is discredit the government completely. The government, I don't mean the individuals in it, but the government itself is directed by criminals at the top. Scientific dictatorship is upon us. We'll be right back. Talk to Carl and Gary with Aaron Zellman, and we'll shift gears into what's happening economically.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Yeah, grave digging for the Second Amendment. 200 and some years, I guess, was long enough.
1810 to 1913. Made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
You really can say rest in peace.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
But how do you get a cowardly public to admit that licensing turns a right into a privilege?
Grave digger.
The globalists know how to tell them that slavery's freedom.
Would you make a shadow?
Aaron Zellman's our guest.
So I can feel.
We're from a current state police guy. Now let's talk to a retired cop, Joe in Florida, then Carl and Gary. You're on the air with Aaron Zellman. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, a couple thoughts. I left the police force because of this kind of garbage. I got so sick of it that I finally said, you know, this is enough. But, you know, when I talk to people, it's as if they think it's more expensive to stand up and do what's right than it is just to suck it, to sit down and suck their bottom lip and take whatever's being dished out to them. It's like they're afraid the cost of standing up for themselves is more expensive than what they're being dealt now.
And I wish they knew that lying down ensures the wolves come. It ensures.
Absolutely it does.
Oh, they have no idea how Aaron Zellman comments to what he's saying.
Well, I think the man is right, but you know, I remember John Ross, who wrote the book. It was called Unintended Consequences. He made a statement. He says, always make sure that you hide in plain sight. In other words, take your position, always be noisy, so that people will know if you're not there. And that's the last thing that the government wants people to start waking up and realizing.
Yeah, they want,
that something's
they got,
very wrong.
They got, sorry, go ahead.
So people really should hide in plain sight, stand tall. For what makes America America, and if you're not going to do that, then don't complain when you're totally enslaved.
Well, in the 90s, the pro Second Amendment movement, the self defense movement, was exploding. People were angry. It was energizing the anti globalist movement, and they got slicker when we had 75-76% of anti gun people getting unelected. So now I've seen them since about 2000 go underground, and they've been more effective by stealth attacking us, Aaron.
Well, that's true, and I think that when the time comes, they'll find some case, take it before the Supreme Court, and try to overturn today's verdict, as little benefit as it is.
Anything else, Joe?
Yeah, last comment. People believe, or the police officers are believed and taught that the law is designed to constrain the people and not to constrain the government. That's the whole philosophical approach to everything they do now. Everything they do is take control, have control. The law is there in your favor. And it is sickening.
Well, perhaps that's why police officers are no longer called peace officers, now called law enforcement officers.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fact.
That was the mindset change.
You know it's bad when an Austin cop tells you to your face, I arrest citizens for no driver's license. I've been told not to arrest illegals. I mean, right there, the government is bankrupt. You cannot have, much less, it should lean towards the citizen, not the foreigner. I mean, is it like that in Florida, where the illegals are above the law?
Absolutely. We're told the same thing. We're told that INS will not respond with anything under 20 people, that you don't, if you get a group of illegals, if you don't have anything that's a felonious offense, then you just let them go do whatever they want. But if I pull over average Joe and I say your license is suspended, did you know that? And he admits and says, yes, I know my license is suspended. That's arrestable. You arrest him on the spot. And well, this guy's a taxpaying citizen.
Oh, just can't handle it anymore. I just literally can't handle it. Okay, thank you, Aaron. Do 5 more minutes with me. 70-second break. I want to come back and talk to Gary and Carl, and that'll be it. Then we're going to shift into what's happening to the national sovereignty via the economic collapse, which is accelerating. They're talking about increased oil prices and $5,000 an ounce gold. A ton of other news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.